Imagine pushing through a row of fur coats and suddenly feeling snowflakes on your face. This is the magic that has captivated readers for over 70 years in C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia. The story begins with four siblings, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy Pevensey, evacuated from London during World War II to a countryside mansion. When curious Lucy discovers a wardrobe that opens into a snowy forest with a lamppost, she enters Narnia, a land where it's always winter but never Christmas under the White Witch's tyrannical rule. Lucy meets Mr. Tumnus, a faun who befriends her despite orders to capture humans. Meanwhile, her brother Edmund encounters the White Witch herself and, tempted by magical Turkish delight and promises of power, agrees to betray his siblings. The stage is set for a profound tale about choices, betrayal, and redemption. What makes this entrance to Narnia so powerful isn't just its fantastical nature, but how it represents the threshold between ordinary and extraordinary, that magical moment when we discover something larger than ourselves. The wardrobe isn't just a portal, it's a perfect metaphor for how stories transport us beyond our everyday world. The emotional and spiritual core of Narnia emerges when the White Witch demands Edmund's life for his treachery. Aslan secretly offers himself instead. Under moonlight, Lucy and Susan follow Aslan to the stone table, where the witch and her followers bind, mock, and kill him. And when they had finished mocking him, they began to drag him towards the stone table. "The fool," said the witch, "the fool has come. Bind him fast." The witch believes she's won, but doesn't understand the deeper magic from before the dawn of time. When a willing innocent dies in a traitor's place, death itself works backward. At sunrise, the stone table cracks and Aslan returns to life. This resurrection scene carries breathtaking beauty in its restraint. The girls remove Aslan's muzzle and weep through the night. At dawn, they hear a great cracking, deafening noise as the stone table splits and Aslan emerges alive. The sequence's power comes from experiencing it through the children's eyes, their grief, confusion, and ultimate joy. The sacrifice becomes a transformative experience, reshaping our understanding of courage, love, and redemption. Throughout the seven books, characters undergo transformative journeys. In Prince Caspian, the children return to find Narnia centuries later under Telmarine rule, where Caspian must embrace his Narnian heritage to overthrow his tyrannical uncle. The Voyage of the Dawn Treader presents Lewis's most dramatic character arc in Eustace Scrubb. Initially insufferable, there was a boy called Eustace Clarence Scrubb, and he almost deserved it. Eustace transforms into a dragon after sleeping on a dragon's hoard with greedy thoughts. This physical transformation mirrors his inner nature, and only through Aslan's painful removal of his dragon skin, representing the shedding of our worst qualities, does he become human again. In The Horse and His Boy, Shasta discovers he's actually Prince Kor of Archenland, while proud Aravis learns humility. These journeys illustrate how discovering our true selves often requires abandoning the familiar and comfortable. Lewis explores faith and doubt most powerfully in The Silver Chair, where Eustace and Jill descend underground to rescue Prince Rillian from the Emerald Witch. When the witch makes them doubt the existence of the sun, Narnia, and Aslan himself, the steadfast Marshwiggle Puddleglum responds, "Suppose we have only dreamed or made up all those things, trees and grass and sun and moon and stars and Aslan himself. Suppose we have. Then all I can say is that, in that case, the made-up things seem a good deal more important than the real ones." This declaration forms the philosophical heart of the series. Even if the world above were merely a dream, it would be nobler than the witch's underground reality. In Prince Caspian, Lewis explores perception when Lucy alone sees Aslan first, but others refuse to follow her, choosing apparent logic and suffering consequences. This demonstrates how challenging it is to recognize truth when it contradicts our expectations. the magician's nephew reveals Narnia's origins as Diggory and Polly witness Aslan singing the world into existence. His song brings forth stars, plants, and animals, with selected creatures receiving the gift of speech to become the first talking beasts. Narnia, 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 awake, love, think, speak, be walking trees, be talking beasts, be divine waters. Lewis explores both creation and evil's origin through this Genesis. The witch Jadis, who destroyed her world with the deplorable word, embodies power without moral restraint. When tasked with retrieving a magical apple for Aslan, Diggory faces temptation when the witch urges him to use it for his dying mother instead. Unlike Edmund, Diggory resists, though the choice pains him deeply. Lewis portrays this inner conflict compassionately. When Diggory chooses duty over desire, Aslan rewards him with another apple to heal his mother, showing that right choices, despite requiring sacrifice, ultimately lead to greater good. The last battle concludes Narnia's story apocalyptically. An ape named Shift disguises a donkey as Aslan and issues false commands. King Tyrion, Narnia's last king, summons Eustace and Jill to help. Despite their efforts, Narnia ends as stars fall and the sea rises to cover the land. All creatures face judgment before Aslan. Those who love him pass through a stable door leading to Aslan's country, a more real, more beautiful version of all worlds. "I have come home at last. This is my real country. I belong here. This is the land I have been looking for all my life, though I never knew it till now." The unicorn Jules exclamation captures the profound sense of homecoming Lewis associates with heaven. The stable, bigger on the inside than it is on the outside, becomes a metaphor for ordinary objects containing transcendent meaning. The series ends with the children learning this was only the beginning of the real story, which goes on forever and in which every chapter is better than the one before, transforming death from an ending to a threshold. Narnia endures by operating on multiple levels. Children enjoy thrilling adventures with talking animals, while adults find rich theological and philosophical explorations. For everyone, it presents unforgettable characters facing relatable moral choices. Edmund's temptation, Eustace's transformation, Lucy's struggle with vanity. Lewis's genius lies in making complex ideas accessible through concrete images. The stone table embodies sacrifice. The wardrobe represents the threshold between ordinary and extraordinary reality. And Aslan perfectly embodies divine goodness, not a tame lion, yet utterly loving. The series tackles universal experiences, the pain of growing up, the challenge of faith in a skeptical world, the tension between selfishness and sacrifice. These themes transcend cultural boundaries, explaining the book's global appeal. What if we approached our own lives with the same expectation of wonder? Perhaps, like Lucy, we might discover that important journeys begin with a step into the unknown, and that something deeper exists just beyond what we can immediately see.